Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, thanks for listening to the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe podcast with LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, and myself, Jonas Knox. Make sure you catch us live weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. You can find your local station for the Two Pros and a Cup of Joe show over at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, what's going on, everybody? Hope you're enjoying your Thursday morning. Lots to do, Plank. Lots going on over here. I love how you started off the show where it really was an epic game one in the Stanley Cup final. And, you know, we touch on it. And then it's like, all right, game all six, right. NBA Finals. Let's see. Let's get into this.
I wish there was more. I wish there was. But immediately for me, it turns to, I wonder if as many people were watching as it appeared to be. And I know that's not how we should approach it. But that's unfortunately, that's when you have something like we had last night with game one, which was awesome. And it was great to see that the hockey fans in my timeline and my mentions last night were just like every other sport where a game is 2-0 in the first period or in the first quarter or in the first inning or in football it's like 14-0 in the first half. It's like, oh, it's over. I love to see that mindset was still there. But yeah, I mean, what an exciting night. I wish there was more. I wish that there was more juice. I wish there was more buzz. I wish there was more to get into. I hope the TV ratings tell a story that a lot of people were watching and not that we ended up watching something that got beat by young Sheldon or something last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, no doubt. But man, when you focus in on game six coming up this evening, I am on a quest, Chris Blank. I am on a quest. I am banging the table for the Warriors defense to get more credit than it's gotten in this particular series.
I'm ears.
Yes, because all I hear is, well, the Celtics are sloppy. Do you think the Warriors' defense has something to do with that? I think it has a lot to do with that. Look at the last two games, Chris. You had the Celtics not even reach triple digits. Like, imagine if the Celtics held the Warriors to just double-digit points, what we'd be saying about Boston's defense. It's like we should be saying the same things about the Warriors' defense, but their offense is what's fixated on more than not. It's Steph Curry scoring 43 points, and he should get his flowers for that. But the Warriors' defense holding the Celtics to 97 points and 94 points, respectively, because you have to throw that in there.
Sure.
They deserve their flowers, too, and they don't get them to the degree that they should.
And I think a lot of that credit goes to Andrew Wiggins, who has looked really good
yeah.
at times defensively. Gary Payton II coming back, he'd always kind of been their Ruben Patterson, if you will, their defensive stopper, but he's looked great. It's been, you know, I'm not someone who necessarily is going to pretend like I sit around and read Golden State Warrior blogs all the time, but I saw a really good piece on it, and they, you know, frame efficiency, all these numbers that whenever we start getting into them, they cause my head to explode. But even in the attempts to take advantage of Steph Curry, the Warriors have had great rotations. It's it's a nerdy thing, I know, and I'm not a big X and O guy when it comes to the NBA or the NFL or any sport, but it's really been pretty impressive to watch. And I don't know if you give that credit to Steve Kerr. I don't know if it's a Mike Brown creation. I don't know if you look at one of these staff members and say they're a defensive guru. I don't know if you stop and pull back and say, hey, let's just give credit to the Warriors defensively. Do you have to give kudos to Draymond Green, which nobody wants to do? I don't know, Kayvon Looney, but you're right, and it's something that no one wants to talk about. No one ever wants to talk about defense, but it has been huge for Golden State in this series.
It absolutely has. And look, Jason Tatum, he was talking about this going into Game 6 about the importance of limiting turnovers. So we'll start with that. Here's what Tatum said.
There was some frequency turnovers, right? Some situations where we kept getting in the same spot that were causing turnovers. So maybe we can stay away from, you know, jumping in the air and passing it, or, you know, jumping off one leg and being more under control, you know, while still playing free. You know, we can do both.
Certainly, there's some truth to that, right? The Celtics have had some sloppy turnovers. They've got to do a better job, like you said, not jumping in the air and putting themselves in those situations. But I think more times than not, Chris, that's the way the conversation goes. It's what the Celtics are screwing up instead of what the Warriors' defense is causing them to screw up. You know, it's almost like the Warriors' defense doesn't get the shine that they deserve. It's crazy to me, but I think that's where we're at. And I also think that the Celtics, they don't have the greatest shooter of all time. They don't have the quote-unquote Splash Brothers. They don't have the offensive sizzle that the Warriors do. Therefore, the Celtics' defense is propped up on a pedestal a lot more. It's just funny how that dynamic works, where these are the top two defenses in the NBA.
Right.
And you would think the Warriors, just based on the conversation, they'd be in the 20s or something.
You know, it's interesting because whenever I think of good defenses, I think of having a good rim protector. And to me, you have a guy that can do that in Kayvon Looney. But if we're drilling into this, I think we need to pull back and give the Warriors credit, because you're right. The Celtics don't necessarily have that shooting angle to their game that Golden State does. They don't have the greatest shooter of all time. But they can get to the rim.
Yeah.
And it's not block shots. I don't know if the term would necessarily even be rim protecting that the Warriors are doing. They're preventing them from getting to the rim. They're taking away the power of the Celtics offense. And I don't know why it's not getting the shine that it deserves, but it's been huge to see what they've done defensively. I think sometimes as fans, you'll see a guy go down one. And I'm guilty of this. So when I say sometimes as fans, I'm saying me, Brian. I'm guilty of this. I'll see Jaylen Brown take it right to the hole. You're like, oh, well, why don't they do that more often? Well, because Golden State adjusts. And maybe Brown takes advantage of it once or twice, but it's not consistently there. I'm glad you brought this up. I love talking about stuff like this. I think it is I don't want to say the defense is a lost art in the NBA, because everyone knows you need to do it to win a title. Look at the Lakers a couple of years ago. Look at the Bucks last year. But it is really on display here for Golden State. And I think sometimes we get caught up in that narrative, well, Steph can't play defense, that then you apply that to the whole team. And Brian, it's just not true. It's just not true with Golden State.
Yeah, and it's a team thing, because Steph Curry is not a good individual defender, yet they still play great team defense. That should tell you a lot, right?
Like, preach.
Yeah, so I just think it's been too much of, go back to the 43-point game from Steph Curry. And the Warriors outscored Boston 17-3 in the final 5 minutes. And the Celtics just got three-point happy. And certainly they factor in to not scoring triple digits based on decision-making, but it's not only that. And it just seems like that's the conversation of they're settling for threes. Ah, careless turnovers. It's like, where are the roses for the Warriors defense? I need more of that. Now, we also have this to get to with Steph Curry. I found this interesting. So he's talking about tricking his mind heading into game six. Check this out.
You have to just be in the moment. You got to be present as much as possible, not worry about the consequences of a win or a loss. Because all the only opportunity you have is that 48 minutes. And the more you can kind of trick your mind into just being in the moment and staying there, that's the best advice I can give anybody in that situation. Because it's going to be the hardest game you probably ever played in your career because of what the stakes are.
I think all that is true. And I think that Steph Curry is more likely to be locked in coming off a game where he was 0 for 9 from three-point range. That's the other thing that I think makes the Warriors dangerous in this game is you talk about any competitive player or any great player who's super competitive like Steph Curry, he's going to want to right those wrongs. He was brutal last game. He knows that. So I think that's another hurdle that's even higher for the Celtics to jump over with Steph Curry being so god-awful last game. I think it makes him way more dangerous tonight.
No, and let's not forget, what else are you dealing with? The idea of Game 6 Clay. Or, wait, did I get it right? What is it trademarked as?
So yeah, you're right. Right, okay. Yeah.
Game 6 Clay.
Yep.
So you now have this image that we've created, or I guess maybe I shouldn't say created, that has been developed because of how good Klay Thompson has been in Game 6. And then you add to it that the Petty King is coming off one of his worst performances in his postseason career. I don't want to say in his NBA career, but in his postseason career. Let me pose this to you, Brian. Mm-hmm. Do you think Steph Curry is the kind of guy who could get caught trying to do too much? I don't. I think he's a pretty cool, chill guy. Mm-hmm. Petty King, as he brought up, labeling himself, I find hilarious. But I don't see him as a guy that gets too rattled on the court.
Right.
I don't think you're going to see him suddenly get into a situation where he's just jacking up ill-advised threes tonight because he's trying to get going. Now, who right. knows? Maybe he gets hot and it matters. But you don't see him trying to force things just to get it right tonight, right? No,
exactly. Yeah. I think that the reason we have Game 6 Clay is because Steph has this thing called awareness, right? He's not a gunner like, I got to be the star. It's similar to Damian Lillard. He used to do this all the time. When CJ McCollum had it cranked up, he would defer to CJ. And it's like, yeah. Okay, game seven on the road against the Denver Nuggets a few years ago, CJ's got it working. I don't have to be the superstar. Like, we're just about winning, and Steph has that. So if he's, you know, if Clay has it cranked up, he'll allow Clay to be the star. He's not going to be like, well, I have to be the guy that wins right. my first finals MVP. No, it's not like that. One more to get to here, Chris. Chris Plank and Brian Noe with you here on Fox Sports Radio, filling in for the guys. Draymond Green, he got to a couple of interesting things. He's talking about the Celtics and also LeBron James. Check this out.
It doesn't compare to, like, mentally playing against LeBron James, who I think is arguably smartest guy to ever play this game. Not one of. He's arguably the smartest guy to step foot on a basketball court. And so to say that it compares to that, it's disrespectful to LeBron, and it's a lie to you.
Who said it?
That's Draymond Green. Oh, I see what you're saying, like the comparisons. Right. There are questions about, hey, what's it like to go through this team compared to LeBron in the finals? And he's just like, whoa. Let's back this on up right here, right? I thought it was interesting what he had to say. And it's also, there are layers to this, Chris. If you look at the Celtics, I mean, they don't play smart basketball. I mean, part of it is great Warriors defense, but it's also the Celtics. Too much one-on-one, not enough screens being set, you know, attacking mismatches. They'll go to it for a little while. They'll hunt mismatches, and then they're like, yeah, let's just jack up threes. Let's not set screens. It's just weird how they play at times.
I had to get some context on this. I'm not going to lie, because to me, it just seemed – and by the way, you're right. You're 100% right. I'm not disagreeing. Uh-huh. The Celtics have not played smart basketball. But it just seemed kind of odd that Draymond Green would mention LeBron James. So here was the question. This is from the NBA's official transcript. You've been in so many high-profile championship series against all-time players like LeBron over the years. Where would you say this series ranks in terms of the mental challenge of having to anticipate three steps down the road what Boston is going to do and try to attack them three steps down the road? So there was a mention of LeBron. Mm-hmm. He didn't just magically create it. Though some would look at it and be like, well, that seems kind of odd with some of the LeBron comments about the Warriors and Draymond Green and LeBron are business partners in certain ventures. So there was a mention of LeBron James, but I think everything Draymond Green does is intentional. I really do. I think everything he says is with a purpose. Now, do I think some of it is foolish? Absolutely. But there was something there. Right? There was something there that he knows he can poke the bear just a little bit more. And he's right. The Celtics have not played smart basketball consistently in this series. Hell, some might argue that if you go back in some of the games that they've lost in this NBA Finals run, I mean, Brian, there's been some really dumb games that they've played during the entire playoff stretch, period. Mm-hmm. So that's not to say that they're low basketball IQ guys. It's just, man, whenever the wheels come off, they come off, and it's not in a way of, oh, they can't hit a shot. They can't. It's everything, and it's just not smart basketball that they play.
I think it's like if you compare the Celtics to LeBron, Draymond makes a good point because LeBron is one of the smartest basketball players of all time. So it's a little bit apples to oranges. But if you get away from the LeBron comparison and just look at the Celtics, they're not 2-3 moves in advance. They're not playing chess out there. They're playing checkers. They have tremendous talent, but they got to get out of this checkers approach that they have. And it's showing up in stages in this series, no doubt about that.
It's showing up in stages in this series. It's showing up in stages, I would say, throughout the playoffs. Hell, if you went back and dug, it's shown up throughout this season. And I don't know if it's youth. I don't know if it's inexperience on the bench. I don't know if it's inexperience in these moments. But whatever it is, there is some less than sharp, I don't want to call anyone dumb, but less than smart basketball that's been played rather consistently from the Celtics in these playoffs.
Well, I've got sharp for you.
Okay.
How about the Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor? Huh? It brings noticeably smooth shaves, partially due to sharpness, and 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, coming up next, we turn our attention to ball. I appreciate the honesty of this young quarterback, but at the same time, I also hate it. We'll have that for you on the way. I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank. In for the guys, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Brian Noe and Chris Plank with you here on Fox Sports Radio, in for Brady, LeVar, Jonas. It's the life of a fill-in host, right, Plank? It's like, sure. where are the normal guys? Where are, as if you have kidnapped them and you're holding them at knife point. You know, that's just how it goes, man.
We're terrible people.
We
said, you're not coming on today. We're taking over your time slot. Go away.
Yeah. It's not, hey, thanks for being in. There'd be dead air if not for you guys. It's... what have you done? Where have you kidnapped them?
What's going on here? You know, which one would you say? So you and I do have filled in on just about every show on this network, I think. Uh-huh. Would you say the Maller Militia, and Eddie can attest to this, are the ones that are most protective of Ben when you fill in?
Easily, yeah.
It's almost as if when you fill in on the overnights, you're a terrible person because Ben's getting a day off, and how dare you even try to sit in that seat?
You're the reason why. He wanted to go into work, and somehow you kidnapped him. You're holding him hostage. You're demanding a high ransom. That's just the way it goes, man.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
It's the life.
Par for the course. All right, so there is a quarterback. I appreciate the honesty from this young QB, but I also hate it at the same time. This is Bears quarterback Justin Fields. Listen to what he says about the upcoming season.
I'm the type of guy to, you know, like to know that I'm prepared. So right now, I'm just being honest, we're not ready to play a game right now. So when that time comes, we will be ready. So right now, no, I'm not ready to play a game.
I mean, again, I love the honesty, Plank, but it's going on the heels of last season. It's understandable. He's got a new head coach in Matt Eberflus. I'm not expecting them to be a finished product here in June, but it wasn't sexy football last year. And if I'm a Bears fan, I appreciate the honesty, but I'm like, oh gosh, I don't know if they're going to see offensive fireworks this year in Chicago.
I get it, right? In context, it's fine.
Yeah.
We're not playing games for a while. But it's the last thing you want to hear as a fan.
Yes.
You know, I live and die. I try to have a broad vision. I really do. We have to. We have no other choice here on Fox Sports Radio because there's fans of every team that are tuned in today. There's Bengals fans, Brown, all over the country. And I don't know why I just picked two Ohio teams, but welcome to our new Columbus affiliate. I love following my team. I love the Raiders. I always have my whole life. I can't just turn it off because I'm doing a national radio show. But if Derek Carr came out tomorrow and was like, yeah, you know, we're not ready. New coach, new system. It's just we're not. I don't know why, but it would trigger something very negative in me about the outlook for this season.
Sure, yeah.
So, again, you're right. It's fine. Honesty is always really cool. But in this sense, coming off what they came off of, oh, come on.
Right.
I mean, that's problematic.
Yeah, I think it comes back to recent history or long-term history. What makes you say, it'll be fine? If Tom Brady came out and said, yeah, we're not anywhere near ready to compete if the season were tomorrow, you'd be like, shoulder shrug, they'll figure it out. Not even worried about it. If it's the Bears, if it's the Dolphins, if Tungavailoa came out and said, we're just not ready to play, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is not good whatsoever. Right? The Jets, if Zach Wilson came out and said, oh, we're just not ready, it'd be like, whoa, panic alarms left and right. Because you don't have success in recent history or long-term history to say, they'll figure it out, right? It makes it even worse because the Bears were so awful last year for them to say we're not even close to being ready to compete yet.
If Justin Fields had a... I don't even want to use the term breakout season because he had breakout moments. But let's say he had a pretty consistent rookie year and you felt positive about the way things were trending. And he just said it about the coaching change. That's one thing, right? You know, we got a lot to learn. We got a lot to get there. But we got time. Something of that nature, right? Mm-hmm. But knowing how, you know, he battled injuries, he couldn't stay on the field, he was wildly inconsistent, and you can blame who you want to blame. You can blame Matt Nagy, who is just like 2 years removed from being Swaggy Nagy, and now he's, you know, eighth on the depth chart in the Kansas City Chiefs offense. It's funny to me how that, it shouldn't. Right? It shouldn't affect you because you're like, he's being honest. But for some reason, it makes me feel some kind of way about taking the under on the Bears win total this season.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I like where your mind is on that. I hadn't connected those two dots, shockingly.
What is the Bears over under win total right now? Let me look that up before we get too carried away.
What would be
here.
Your guess? I like that even better.
Okay,
what would be your guess for the Bears?
I would probably say they're in a range of 7.5.
Yeah, I would think it's around. I would say somewhere in the 6.5, 7.5 range. Okay. I would imagine, right? Right around
so
there.
So let's see here. Win total odds for VegasInsider.com. This is 2022-2023. The Bears. Ooh, you were right. 6.5.
6.5.
For Chicago. Last season they were at 6. So things are trending up.
Man, I
think 6.5.
I think they're gonna just stink this year, man. What do you think? They stunk last year. They lost Khalil Mack. They've regressed. Look at they don't have Allen Robinson. Look at their wide receivers. Look at them. Look at the depth chart.
You're gross right now, Chicago.
Oh my gosh, it's bad.
And it's a whole new coaching staff in every aspect. I mean, I don't think there's maybe but one or two hangovers. Holdovers. What did I do last night? But you mentioned their wide receivers. Just real quick, not to turn this into Bears talk here on Fox Sports Radio. But, you know, Darnell Mooney is a guy that Mooney, I feel like I picked up in fantasy leagues, and that's the only time I ever heard his name.
I like him. He's not a one. He's not a one.
And he's got to be their one.
Yeah.
Maybe a breakout year for David Montgomery, but you're counting on a very makeshift offensive line, right? Yeah.
Or you're counting on what? Valus Jones being a third-round rookie that just hits the ground running? Like, really? Is that what you're counting? Dude, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
And you're in a division, I think, that is, I don't want to say among the most challenging the NFC because the Lions are in there. But it has this weird potential to it because Cousins in a, quote-unquote contract year. Not like that man needs more money. Minnesota's got a whole new mindset with Kevin O'Connell coming in and taking in. We feel like the Packers aren't going to skip a beat minus Davante Adams. So you've got challenges all the way around that division, too.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. I'm not expecting greatness. I'll leave it at that.
Especially with that confidence that, especially with that confidence that Justin Fields just gave us.
Yeah, yeah. I respect the honesty. That's the last thing I want to hear if I'm a Bears fan, off the heels of last year, right? All right, we got to get to a couple other quarterbacks coming up here shortly, and also a surprise retirement.
But I'm sitting here and I'm having to figure out, immaculate ending. What the hell are we talking about? Yeah. Like, we continually. I don't know if we make up things or if there's these little hidden phrases out there that I'm just not necessarily hip to, and that was, I was like, okay, that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It rolls off the tongue right there. This portion of the show brought to you by Discover. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. All right, now, Joe Burrow, he made a statement here at a recent press conference about an extension, a looming extension. Listen what's on his mind at this present time.
The market is just exploding. It's crazy, the numbers that these guys are putting up, and I think it's well deserved. All those guys are playing at the top of their game, and you know, they're being paid accordingly. But you know, I'm not worried about it. I like to make jokes about it, but I haven't thought about it much right now.
You know what's interesting to me, Chris, is there's a lot of conversation and there are a lot of expectations that Deshaun Watson, his crazy deal with $230 million in guaranteed money, this is the new benchmark. Like, we start here and it's just going to go up from there. I don't see it the same way. I don't see $230 plus million dollars guaranteed for Herbert and Burrow and Lamar Jackson and whoever is up next. There was a bidding war with Deshaun Watson. There were numerous teams vying for his services. I don't see that happening. And I also think you might have more Mahomes in Burrow and Herbert, just in terms of their approach to a new contract. Mahomes, he left a good amount of money on the table. He could have commanded a lot more in guaranteed dollars. He didn't do that. I don't see those guys saying, I need every last cent that's coming my way. Do you see that with them? So I don't think that's going to drive the price tag north of what Deshaun Watson got either.
You know, it's a great question because I think quarterbacks, and maybe more specifically quarterback agents, know their worth. I wonder if you will see that kind of flip, to more of that Brady, Mahomes. Hell, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Derek Carr could have commanded more money if he wanted to. And I know that makes Roberto sick whenever I say that, but it's the reality of it. And I think, and maybe there's a certain amount of shaming that goes into it. It's almost as if you realize we could pay you all this money, but we're not going to be able to get X, Y, and Z. Some quarterbacks, maybe Kyler, are like, okay, let's go, sign me up. Others, I think, are going to be cognizant of, listen, what would 220 for Deshaun Watson guaranteed? I don't think that I'm with you. Holy cow, we're agreeing on this. This isn't like LJ Collier. We agree. I don't think this is going to end up being by the way, just a little show context. Brian and I did a show together, and I stood behind LJ Collier having a breakout season, and I don't know if he had a sack last year. LJ Collier, but the reality of it is, I think quarterbacks want to win. I think Joe Burrow wants to win. I think Derek Carr wants to win. I think Pat Mahomes wants to win. They know they can make a lot of money. They know they're going to make a lot of money in endorsements. But I don't necessarily think you have to go, well, it has to be team friendly, but it has to be flexible. It has to be smart. And I don't think you're going to see Deshaun Watson type contracts. Are they going to want guaranteed money?
Sure.
Everyone does, right? But I don't know if it's going to be to that degree.
Yeah, I just don't think that we're going to see we're talking upper echelon quarterbacks. We're talking top five, at worst top 10 guys, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to see $230 million fully guaranteed or even more. I just don't think we're there. I think you're going to see a couple of deals that reset the market where they're going to get a ton of cash But they're not going to be fully guaranteed 230 plus. I just don't think we're going to see that.
I don't either. And it's funny because a lot of people feel, and I'm probably in this category, that the owners, part of the reason that we've seen the Deshaun Watson situation drag a bit is because the owners really want the hammer dropped on this. Not necessarily, well, I'm not going to say not necessarily because of what happened off the field, but maybe more so with the frustration over the kind of contract that Jimmy Haslam and the Browns gave Deshaun Watson. But I don't see it being a trend to where maybe outside of a couple of guys,
yeah, right,
you see him saying, hey, he got 220 mil guaranteed. I want, that's what I want, and I'm not budging on it. Mm-hmm. Because when a team shows you, Derek Carr is a great example. When they show you they're going to go get Davante Adams, and when they're going to invest that in your targets and bring in, pay a Hunter Renfrow and potentially pay, you know, what might some consider the best tight end in football in Darren Waller. When Arizona says, hey, we're going to do what we can to bring guys you're comfortable with. And y'all can mock the Hollywood Brown trade all you want. I completely understand. But that's Kyler's guy, right? And now you pair him with DeAndre Hopkins. It matters in contract negotiations. So I think, Brian, as long as teams show that they're willing to use that money that you're not going to take to make the team better, I think it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, hey, I hear you. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor, it brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. All right, coming up next, bad blood, it makes sports better.
Ooh.
Why would we think this situation would be any different?
Ooh.
I'm Brian Noe. He's Chris Plank. We're in for the guys here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards. Make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Brian Ngo. He's Chris Plank here on Fox Sports Radio. Two pros and a cup of Joe. It's no pros, but a cup of no. What do you think about that?
I like that. That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
That's what we have right here this morning. You know, I love bad blood in sports. I would imagine you do also.
Oh, absolutely.
It just makes it so much better. And that's what you have with golf right now. You've got the PGA Tour talking smack about the LIV Tour. Some of the LIV Tour guys, they might return the favor and start talking smack back. And now you get both in the U.S. Open. I think this is tremendous. I think you could have some pairings late in a major where it's a PGA Tour guy, it's a LIV Tour guy, and it's going to be like the Davis Cup, right? Like in a major.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It's going to be spectacular for golf overall. Not great for the PGA Tour. But I really don't care about the Canadian Open or the Shake Weight Open or the Ramen Noodle Open. I don't care. Okay, it's all about the majors for me, and I think it makes the majors way better than they even were before.
Yeah, I agree. And it's funny because I haven't really been able to comprehend how I feel about LIV Golf because I'm not a big golf watcher to begin with. Yeah. I love playing golf, but I'm not tuned in for the RBC Open or the Memorial. I'm watching the majors, right? But for some reason, I've got YouTube up last week and I'm watching this LIV Golf thing just to see what it's about. And I think it's cool. I really, now, when I say it's cool, watching it, following it, the things they're trying to do that are different. We can have a whole other philosophical debate if we want that could center around the purpose behind it and whether or not it's a problem with who's behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But just if we're looking at this from an investment in golf, I love that you have the trash talk going back and forth. And I think for the most part, the trash talk, it seems like it's fairly confined to a handful of dudes. I can't imagine Brooks Koepka going up to like Phil Mickelson in the locker and be like, hey, dude, what's your deal? Why do you feel like you got to go make $100 million, right? Why they're cleaning their spikes or having their spikes cleaned for them. Is there like a Caddyshack-type throwdown in the locker room between these guys? Probably not, because I think they all get it.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I'd like to imagine that it's that tense right now.
I like that it's in your mind that way. Yeah, I like that thought as well. Listen to Rory McIlroy right here. And think of this from a LIV golfer's point of view, hearing this. Check this out.
Love it.
Legacy, reputation, that's all you have. You strip everything away and you're left with how you made people feel. And, you know, that is important to me. I don't understand for the guys that are a similar age to me going, because I would like to believe that my best days are still ahead of me. And I think theirs are too. It feels like you're taking the easy way out. I guess I took them for face value, took them at their word, and I was wrong.
Yeah, just think about where the things that have been said, they're taking the easy way out. Again, from a LIV golfer's point of view, you're taking the easy way out. You're taking the blood money. These dirty Saudis over here, right? Like, and you're just like, wait a minute. Wait. So when the U.S. Open tees off, and it is freaking on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is tremendous drama. I am there for all of that.
Everything you said, I agree 100%. But when I hear Rory McIlroy talk about, how dare they? Bro, you're worth $170 million,
sure,
okay?
Sure,
There's others that have taken it that are worth that much, right? Phil Mickelson is worth it. But no, I don't know. Phil's apparently got a little bit of a degenerate gambler in him, so maybe it's not what we once thought, right? But some of these guys I get, They're not making $170 million. They're not on endorsement deals. They don't want to be in a situation where they got to grind in the golf world for the rest of their lives. I mean, I completely understand why guys would do it, but I'm completely here for juicing up golf bit, right? It makes the U.S. Open fun this weekend.
It does. It really does. We're brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor. It brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal and a lubricating strip that keeps things smooth. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at dollarshaveclub.com or in stores. Let me switch it to the NFL on you real quickly. Because Kari Willis, former safety for the Indianapolis Colts, he announced yesterday, Plank, that he's retiring after 3 seasons. He's going to pursue a future in ministry. And this is part of a Instagram post where he wrote, "With much prayer and deliberation, I have elected to officially retire from the NFL as I endeavor to devote the remainder of my life to the further advancement of the gospel of Jesus Christ." And, hey, more power to him. Great. No problem. But it just makes me think on the football side of it, the ripple effect, where if you look at surprise teams in the AFC, I mean, the Colts could be one of them. They could at least be a playoff team. It's such a gauntlet over there. It's hard to see who's going to fall off, because we always see this year in and year out. A number of playoff teams that make it 1 year, they fail the next year. And for the Colts that are trying to make it in, it isn't the easiest thing to see the teams that are going to fall off, you know?
Boy, this was a story that I saw yesterday. And I think sometimes if you're just a football fan and you're a skill player, right? You like the quarterbacks, running backs, and you play fantasy. You don't realize the kind of difference that this guy makes.
Oh, man.
For Indy. And a whole new defensive mindset with Gus Bradley coming in. He's brought over a few of his guys. Yeah, this one stings quite a bit. It Absolutely. Might not sting in our conversations at the surface level, right? Yeah. Whenever we're laying out, oh, well, what about the running game? But at the core of it, dude, this hurts Indy quite a bit. And it does lead you to believe that, all right, Matt Ryan hasn't shown us anything to lead us to believe that he's got much left in the tank over the last few years, right?
Yeah.
Their skill players have had problems staying healthy. Maybe you put the Colts in that category, Ryan, a team that was a surprise team for a little bit, and now suddenly you look at that roster, you're like, is it as good as we think it is?
And think about that division. It's there for the taking, right? If Matt Ryan comes in, plays pretty good football, Jonathan Taylor's great, Darius Leonard's great. You've got the Texans who are going to stink. You got the Jags who aren't going to be world beaters. You've got Tennessee who might take a step back with no A.J. Brown. It's right there. And now they have a starting safety that's like, I'm going to go pursue ministry. You're like, oh, my gosh, more power to you. But, man, this hurts our playoff chances, too. Yeah,
that's right. You're absolutely right, man.
Absolutely. All right, we got a lot to do. Coming up in the final hour, Plankster back driving. Huh? Where Plank takes us, only Plank knows. But we will all find out coming up.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compete compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.